Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Welcome to
today's best hits without the rap. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday.
Someone who really cares.
96.3 WDVD.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Joining us once again for Therapy Thursday, the one, the only, Dr. Stephen Craig from Craig Counseling Services in beautiful Birmingham, Michigan.
Ooh, and the cow goes wild.
Golf clap. Yay. You can check him out online, drstephencraig.com. He was just in Sedona, so he's kind of like, I don't feel like coming in and doing radio, but I guess I will.
Yeah, some of us feel like that all the time.
I see you suckers. I'll come hang with you.
No problems. It's all fine.
It's all peaceful in Arizona.
Now back to Detroit. Yay. All right, we got a Therapy Thursday. We need your help. We get you to be the junior psychologist, and then we see.
And then me and Dr. Steve will come in and really doctor this bad boy up.
That's not exactly how it goes.
Thank you, Dr. Steve. Right. By the way, the number is 313-298-9630.
Would you please get Dr. Steve to help me solve an issue we are having with my sister? I am 32 and my sister is 30. We are very close and I always try to help her with the many problems she seems to have in life. However, I'm also getting extremely tired of it at the same time, and I feel nothing I'm doing is helping anyway. The problem is she can't make decisions and gets extremely anxious about them. Her current problem is that her family is not doing well financially and they need more money. So she's thinking about going back to work. But she also has two young children and she doesn't want them to be raised by someone else or put them in daycare with someone who may be nice but doesn't love them as much as she does. What happens is that she spends an incredible amount of time worrying about this decision. It's been almost a year now, and she is constantly discussing the situation with me and my mother and asking us to give her advice as to what to do. But when we do give her advice, she insists that the choice we suggest won't work because of reasons A, B, and C. So when we tell her to choose the other option, she argues with us as to why that reason won't work because of reasons X, Y, and Z. Since this obviously doesn't work, we just tell her she has to make a decision. But this makes her mad at us, and she tells us that we just don't understand and that she needs us to go through it with her to help her make the best decision. As you might expect, this doesn't work either, as she always rejects the path we explore with her for a litany of reasons. My mother and I would like to help her, but we're feeling frustrated and helpless, like there is no win here. It has come to the point where she is saying, just tell me what to do, but that doesn't feel right to us either. So what can we do? Should we just avoid the conversation, force her to pick one, or keep going as we are and hope that she eventually makes up her mind? And this is from Cherry.
313-298-9630 if you'd like to be a junior psychologist on Therapy Thursday. Meanwhile, a semi-pro psychologist will step in.
Hold on a second. I'm going to ignore that.
Semi-pro, of course.
What do you have to take to get to be semi-pro? Like,
I don't know.
Watch a lot of TV?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Think,
yeah.
Do you know how much knowledge I get in the doctor world watching People's Court?
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, I like how this woman sent us this email, and Blaine responded back to her. Rush once said, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. So I guess when you send us your problems, you may get a response like that. There you go, Sherry. That really happened, huh?
Totally did.
Which is why Allison has to solve all the problems.
That's why it's easy to be the doctor around here when this is who I sit with.
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Think about it. You chose not to decide. Mm-hmm. That's a choice.
I can't believe you.
You made a decision. You decided not to decide.
Someone reached out for help and he quoted the band Rush.
Yeah.
That's what
happened. Neil Peart is smarter than everyone in this room combined. They win.
I will say to Sherry, I understand your frustration. I help my sister out and I'm trying to, I try and give her advice. And I do think that we're to a point obligated to help our family. That's my personal feeling. When they're struggling, we do have to. Not everyone agrees with me on that, but I do think that that's
well, if they're not going to accept the help, then screw them.
But you have to try. You have to.
I agree.
You can't let your brother live under a bridge in Traverse City.
I agree.
You absolutely just can't do that.
Right.
That being said.
It's a Madonna reference. A couple days ago.
That being said, you also don't have to do it for them. So if they continue, when she says, just tell me what to do, though, I've done this myself. You could formulate a game plan for her. I did this with my own sister. Formulate a game plan for her and then force her to do it and say, this is what we're going to do. And if you want me to continue to be a part of helping you, we're going to do this and you're going to stay on track and do this. And it kind of worked with us because I'm a bit more of a problem solver than she is. It's a skill set that I have. Don't you look at Dr. Steve like that. I'll solve a bunch of problems right now just to prove a point. I am.
I'm going to give you some algebra to do.
I am the problem solver in our family.
Solver, she said.
Not causer.
No, not pot stirrer. Right, solver.
Well, after I do that, then I solve problems. But I'm just saying, I think that if you really want to help your sister, and I know for me, it hurts me to see people that I love and care about struggling. And mm-hmm. I don't sleep well at night when I know people I care about aren't doing well.
Right.
So it makes me want to participate in what you've got going on. So that's what I would do. I would come up with some good plan for them. And now when all else fails,
what if she doesn't want to do it though?
Then you at least know in your heart you did everything you could. You did everything you could. She clearly has a husband. He's probably got a family too.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be other people she can turn to. But maybe, another thing between me and my sister is I can handle, I'm very strong and can handle stressful situations. And, you know, Jill, not so much. It's not what she can do. So as the sister that has the skill set, be the one that comes in and says, okay, we're going to formulate a plan. I'm going to help you through this. Listen to me. I'll work it out. And then all you have to do is just trust me and follow it and get this done. Cause I'm with you on this and I can see what's best for you.
But ultimately though, doesn't she need to learn to make decisions for herself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. But throwing them to the wolves and hoping they work it out is not, you can do that. It's not something I'm going to do. I'm
right.
Just telling you how I would handle this because this is what I do with people that I care about.
Let's see what people say. 313-298-9630. Jerica?
Jerica,
I'm sorry. Hey, what's your suggestion?
I think that the sister needs to get help, like from a psychologist or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's trying right now.
Which one? The one with the anxiety or the one with the email?
I have a sister that actually is going through a similar thing. And we actually went and got her help, and it helped her out. So that's what I suggest.
So for the emailer, you suggest that she just have her sister go see a psychologist.
Hello?
Jerica.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So you suggest that that's what she do. She go to have her sister go see a psychologist.
Yeah, okay. Go and get help.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Good
thanks, Jerica.
There. Yep.
313-298-9630. Hey, LaShawn.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What would you do if this were your sister?
Yes. This is my sister, and I gave A, and then I gave X, and you're like, oh, no, neither one will work. Stop talking about it with her. When she brings it up, oh, you know what? Did you see the Lions game? Michael Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
How about that Calvin Johnson?
Exactly. That, mm-hmm. You know, because once you realize that, okay, you're changing the subject on me, maybe I need to do, maybe it clicked to her that maybe she needs to do something. And
yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think that's this is ultimately her situation. She keeps coming to you for help. You offer her suggestions. She shoots them all down. Okay, well then, there. I gave you the help I can give you. I'm also suggesting that you get some psychiatric help or see a psychologist or something, see a therapist. If you don't want to do that, then I don't know what to tell you.
I have also had I have also had success with ultimatums, and we did this too. Mm-hmm. I said, you want my help. You know that you can benefit from having me on your team and having me help
right.
you. I'm pretty smart, and you should listen to what I'm saying. So you can either do yeah. what I'm saying because I'm leading you in the right way, or I can wash my hands of this altogether, and you're not going to get anything from me. And so which do you want? And obviously she's going to say, well, I want to try and do it your way. And it's not just because it's my way. It's because you have no better plan. So you're coming to me.
Or in this case, she doesn't have a plan.
She doesn't have a plan at all. So if you're coming to me and I'm your sister, all right, I'm going to jump in and help. But now I'm investing my time and my energy. So we're going to do things my way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you can't, then clearly you just aren't interested in helping. And then I got other stuff to do.
See, I agree with you. I completely agree with that. Because if you're going to ask me to come in here.
You agree with the second part.
Yeah, I do.
The first part. The first part is I'm helping. I'm helping. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not giving up on you automatically.
Yeah.
I'm coming up with a plan, and we're going to get in there, and we're going to tackle it. And this is the best way I see for you to do it. And hopefully, I'm going to hope that you do that.
Yeah, if you want me to help you make this decision, here's my suggestion to you. I'm going to make suggestions over and over again. If you stop following my suggestions, or you're not even going to take them into consideration,
what else can I do?
Then you're on your own. I throw my hands up in the air and wave them around like I just don't care.
Because you don't.
In fact, I do. I totally do. But you can't make people do what you want them to do, especially grown adults. All right, Dr. Steve, let's say that Sherry comes into your office, reads you this letter that she wrote to us. What do you say?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say I'm glad I'm here. Because I've been listening to you guys for the last, 35 minutes.
Sweet advice just happened.
Yeah. First of all, we have to recognize a couple things. What people who are anxious like this do is that they create an impossible dilemma, and then they ask you to solve it. So here's what's going on, and they're really good at finding problems. So they want to create a game where you're the solver, and then they can go into problem finding mode,
mm-hmm.
and you'll just go around and around and around and around. So you have to recognize that you can't go into the trap of saying, do this, do that, whatever, because then they'll endlessly tell you, here's why, and aliens might come down, and they're just going to go on and on and on, and you just get exhausted. So you have to recognize this is a game and you can't get involved in it. Two, you have to understand that what's really going on is that they're not trying to solve the problem at hand. They're trying to manage their anxiety. The question really is, which path do I go down that doesn't make me feel anxious?
Say things to make me feel better.
Say things to make me feel better. And so then you'll say, well, A, and they'll say, oh, but that doesn't make me feel better. And you'll say, B, well, that doesn't make me feel better. And here we are again and again, because we think that if we just give them more facts or information or an answer or something, they'll feel better. They think that too. If you just give me the answer, I'll feel better. And mm-hmm. guess what? They don't. So we go around again and again and again. So the thing you can't do is answer the question for them. Because what happens is, you have to think of it like this. If you answer the question, you're going to perpetuate the whole system, because they believe, I can't handle things. Anxiety is too big. It's too awful. I can't handle anything. I need someone else to solve things for me.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do, now you've proven.
Now you've...
I can't solve things. So now I need to chase you around, because anytime you're not here, I can't solve things, because you've showed me that I can't. It needs to be you solving it. So now what do I do? 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 And they haven't really learned how to manage their anxiety. But I say that like it's easy, but it's brutally difficult, because they're crying out, I can't handle it. I can't. Please, if you loved me, you'd answer this. Please, if you would, without recognizing that that's really not going to help them at all.
Why don't you just have them live under a bridge in Traverse City?
Oh, why don't I just give them some song lyrics? I think they can come into my office.
You can use that in your office if you. That's a helpful technique, too.
I think on the back of my business card, I'll choose some.
Not to decide, you still have made a choice.
Right. We could just go online and look up song lyrics for everything.
Or just come to us.
But really, I mean, what? So she's got to stop feeding into this, basically.
It's easy, but you have to stop doing it. You can't feed into it. It's sort of like when your kid can't do their homework. I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. Oh, my mm-hmm. God, it's too hard, it's too hard. So if I do the homework for them, oh, see, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And you can
so tomorrow night.
You've perpetuated that.
I'm going to do it again and again, and it'll go on and on
right.
and on.
And it doesn't have to be mean the way you say it, right? You
right.
can say to them, you'll figure this out.
Well,
figure it out.
What I say you do is that you don't answer the question, but you tell them why you're not answering it. You don't say, do it like this,
mm-hmm.
which was sort of some of the answers here, because, then you're in the cycle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can't avoid it, because then they'll keep chasing you around. But you cannot answer it, but you tell them why. You say, listen, I'm not answering this question, but here's why. It's not because I don't love you. It's not because I don't understand the dilemma.
Right.
It's because any choice that we make in life, every single choice has good things and bad things. There's good parts. We don't even know the future. This could be a great decision. It could be. We don't know.
Right.
But you can handle it. You can absolutely handle it. You don't need me. And if I answer it, then I'm telling you that you can't handle it. You can make this choice. Go do it. And you know what? Down the road, I'll help you solve
the good or your handle or
yeah, whatever
the
problems
stuff
may pop
road,
up from this decision.
I'll be there with you because, yeah. Of course, we all have good or bad, but you can handle it, and I don't want you to put me in the spot where I'm handling it for you.
Right.
And, of course, they say, okay, well, just give me this answer. And you have to say,
right.
No, you can handle it. I'm not going to do it. Your sister, your mother, everyone.
Right.
Nobody can. We all have to handle it.
But we believe in you, and we believe that you can handle this.
And we believe it, and you can. And
right.
You know what? You really, really can.
Yeah.
And because the problem is that anxiety happens.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety is. It just mm-hmm. is.
It's very real.
There's nothing we're going to do to make it mm-hmm. go away. And so if you think you're going to get some answer that doesn't create that, you'll just chase that. You chase your tail forever.
Check them out online, drstephencraig.com, Craig Counseling Services in Birmingham. Therapy Thursday on 96.3 WDVD.
Lane and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD.